Anyways, I was about to make a joke and say, tell the family I said hi. But don't really do it this time.
Okay, well, I didn't get that email, but I understand what you're saying.
Oh, she says that she tagged you on it.
I did get, oh, heck, it's buried now, but anyway, yes. I got a copy on what was sent to you, and it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I don't know. My background, I don't deal in drama. That's all there is to it.
Neither do I, but I keep getting brought into drama out of nowhere. I can't even be nice and cordial without being told I'm harassing and being a bully.
Well, either one way or the other, it's called the ability to block.
Yeah, especially when the other person says that they don't want anything to do with you, but yet they keep on messaging me.
Yeah, well, I understand what you're saying. I can't control the situation, and I just do what I do, as you know, and, hey, take it for what it's worth. Block it, eliminate it, whatever you need to do. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, I find it hilarious, because it's so ridiculous. I'm not upset about it at all. The only thing I see sucking is, now you're not going to be able to get any help in the garden with anything from anyone, so now you're on your own. And, I don't know, it kind of seemed like someone was trying to make sure or try to get it to where we were not able to go on the elk hunt together.
It's not going to happen, but as far as, as far as the extent of the conversation, as far as whatever we're doing, help or any of the labor, anything done here, let's keep that off the air. And, yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. And I understand what's being done. And let's keep that portion of it off the air, if you know what I mean.
Roger that.
That's, you know, personal, and we deal with our, whatever you want to call it, our venues, our ventures, and our everything. So, yeah, let's just, that's me and you. I mean, we can do that cell phone, we can do that text, we can do that whatever, but, yeah. Man, everything you've done, you know damn well, I've appreciated 100%. And what's going on, I'm not agreeing 100%. You know that. And let's leave it at that, and anything after that, let's see that be a cell phone and text or email or talking to each other.
Why don't we discuss that in person when we discuss the elk hunt in person?
Yeah, that works. Daryl came by this weekend, and we went through a bunch of stuff, and he looked at my list, which I think I sent you my list, which my list is about complete now, except for a couple of things I've ordered online, a couple of things I've added, that I don't know, I'm not, you know, dependent on anybody else, so I'm just literally loading up so that we're prepared 100%. You know me. But yeah, Daryl came by this last weekend, and we went over a bunch of stuff, and I told you that he's deciding to bring, he's going to bring his truck. And tomorrow my truck goes in to get my muffler problem fixed. Yeah, I timed out. Anyway, my truck goes in tomorrow to get the muffler fixed and to get my problem with the drop muffler, get it done, and I don't know, we should be good to go after that.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure to have everything I can supply ready to go.
Yeah, I understand that. I haven't talked to you much about that as far as figuring out what you're doing as far as that. But anyway, just make sure you got your buns covered for weather. And I pretty much think that I've got everybody covered in food, I think. So, I don't know. Go from there. We'll talk a little bit more later.
Yeah, I'll have a few things to bring for food and stuff. Maybe some quick breakfast items or something. And I ordered 60 of the Paleo Valley jerky sticks. They had them on sale for $1 a piece. So I'll have hiking and road snacks covered.
Yeah, that's automatic. Automatic with me. I've got all that covered. I actually went a little bit different on, instead of Paleo Valley, which I got, which I gave you a bunch. I'm actually going with, I forget what it is, but anyway, it's pepperoni sticks. I've got a ton of snacks. I already turned around and went down about a ton. It's already loaded in the trailer. It's ready to go. So I think we'll be good to go. I think we'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll be fine. I'm not worried about starving.
I mean, either one way or the other, there's going to be a town somewhere we can go in.
And I'll be bringing my, 4-foot-wide igloo ice chest, because we're going to need all the ice chests we can get if we all score an elk.
I have got my 4-footer. I've got plenty of them. I mean, I'm going to bring a couple of them. I'm also going to be bringing, the trailer is loaded up now with propane tanks, and they're not the 25s, they're the bigger ones, but what really ticks me off is they took my huge tanks that I normally carry on the trailer, they took those tanks and they gave me tanks that were way smaller. And I already turned around and got a hold of them, turned around and told them I wasn't too happy about that because that's BS.
Yeah, I'd want my old tanks back. Or they better replace them for free.
Well, they changed the lines, they changed the tanks, they charged me for the tanks, and they charged me for the lines. And the tanks were about one-third bigger than what they replaced. The replacement tanks that they put in the trailer, they said they were faulty. That's a crock. Them tanks were only a couple, 5 years old? Yeah, I got a problem with that. I'm ready on them.
Well, if you remember, when the refrigerator first stopped working, I switched it over to propane, and there was a leak in one of the lines, and I could smell it immediately.
That's not a problem. They replaced the lines. That I'm not arguing. What I'm arguing is they took perfectly good, brand new tanks. They were only 2 years old. They were oversized tanks for that trailer. And what they replaced me with was tanks a third of a size smaller. That's what I have a gripe about.
I know. You're missing my point, John. I am saying that the tanks were just fine because they're not faulty if they're still letting propane out. But the lines were leaking, and that's all the issue was. That's what I'm getting at.
Never had a problem before that. I mean, with the lines. Nothing showed me, I don't know, it could be the excessive usage. I mean, my sister 2 years, you 2 years, maybe it's excessive usage, I don't know. But I've never had a problem with them before.
I never used propane in that trailer. So the propane tanks was not an issue. But when the refrigerator started to go out, we switched it over to propane, and we smelt a gas leak. So that's why I'm saying it was the gas lines.
That's all fine and dandy, but the refrigerator and the freezer was not even working on electrical, much less propane. So, I don't know. Either one way or the other, I'm going to fire it up tomorrow. I'm going to test it, and it better be working, or I'm going to be on somebody's butt.
Roger that. How about a 50?
I'm going 50. And I'm going God bless USA, this republic, everything we do, and protect, protect, protect.
Amen to that.